fired up. We're talking hockey, which you know I love to do. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He was named head coach in November 2019. Led the Marlies to a Calder Cup. Always a Lumber King. Toronto leads the NHL in points. Toronto is at Vancouver tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Their head coach is Sheldon Keefe. Sheldon, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm very well, Jim. Thanks.
It's great to have you. Listen, this season is so unusual. Let me start right here, if you don't mind. You dropped the tough one to Vancouver last night, and then you get ready to play them again tomorrow. When you're coaching in a season like this, and you're going up against a team two or three times in a series, how much time do you spend, for instance, breaking down film from the first game, or do you just try to kind of flush that and get ready for the next game? What exactly is the approach?
Yeah, I think, Jim, this year certainly is very unique. Not necessarily unique for me, as you mentioned there in that nice opening. Spent time in the American Hockey League, where you quite often play the same opponent multiple times on a weekend. And I think that approach really is, you focus a lot on that game and really digesting, precisely what happened and any adjustments that the opposition might have made that you missed in game. And then you try to clean it up for the next game. I think in a traditional season, where you basically play a game and you're usually getting on a plane and heading off to the next city, that's one where you kind of flush it and then you just start focusing on a new opponent. So this gives you a little more time to really dig into what's happening, and not unlike the playoffs, and I think that's been the most exciting part of it.
Sheldon Keefe is joining us. It's so interesting. Like, for instance, on Saturday, you shut out Edmonton with your backup goalie. Then on Monday, you come back, and you shut them out again with the backup to your backup and without Austin Matthews as well. I mean, that kind of thing is not supposed to happen. How do you explain that, and then what's it say about the group that you do have in this room?
Yeah, it's certainly, I guess the one way to describe it, I guess, would be somewhat unexpected. And I think that's the nice thing about sports, obviously, is when, some things are unexpected, it can really get your team to rally and, play better as a team. And I think that was our message going in. And that's what we saw from our guys, is they're just that much more dialed in on the details and focused defensively. And of course, the challenges of going up against a team that features Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and you take out, our star and our offensive leader in Austin, and then you're playing without your goaltender and goaltenders, as you mentioned there, for the second game, and you're playing your third string guy. So, yeah, the guys really just rallied around that, played as close to a perfect game defensively as we can. We had opportunistic scoring. It was really, really great series for us there in Edmonton, but obviously, we come here to Vancouver last night and we dropped one. So now we've got the challenge of pushing back and making sure we finish this road trip off appropriately here.
We're talking Maple Leaf hockey. Toronto head coach Sheldon Keefe is joining us. I got to pick my spots here because of our time limits, but I want to go back because I'm really impressed by your journey to get to this spot. For instance, you were a top scorer in the juniors. And when he came out of the juniors, it would have been natural to think that you would also be a top scorer in the NHL, but the transition was a little bit different. What were those days like for you?
Well, I learned pretty quickly, the NHL is a tough league. It's not an easy league to make that transition. You're the best of the best, of course. They make it pretty seamlessly, but majority of players, it is a difficult transition, and that's why the American League is what it is, and why upwards of 75-80% of the NHL has spent time in the American League. And it was very clear to me that I needed time there, and I was fortunate in one sense to play in the NHL, and I was part of a rebuilding Tampa Bay team, and I was given a chance to play in the NHL, but looking back on it, I certainly needed more development and more time and all those kind of things. And it's an interesting perspective when you get into coaching because, quite often, I see players that come out of junior hockey and they're dominant and very good and talented players, and they've got very bright futures. And it's always a rush and it's a sprint to get to the highest level, and everybody believes they're ready to play in the NHL. But in some cases, you need to take a step backwards and really complete the development process to be able to be fully prepared for an opportunity to play in the NHL. And my story, I think, certainly resonates with coaching, and I've been able to relate to some of the players going through that.
Sheldon Keefe is joining us. He's the head coach of the Maple Leafs. So we're talking about, among other things, and I mentioned this in the intro, that you are always a Lumber King. Some people know that you purchased the Pembroke Lumber Kings back in 2003. How did that come to be, and what made you want to get involved with that team in that way?
Oh, well, Tim, that's a great question. I really appreciate you asking, because it certainly is a significant piece of my journey. You know, I made that decision to, I hurt my knee real bad, and while playing, and, you know, it was really the first major injury of my career and life, and didn't respond to that the way that I would have hoped in terms of my health and just my energy and passion towards playing, and what was a kind of a career that was somewhat going backwards. As I had mentioned, I had played at a very young age at 20 in the NHL, and by 22, 23, I wasn't playing NHL games anymore. And then I had this devastating injury that was its own adversity. But while a lot of that was happening, I was approached by an old friend and manager that I had, Kevin Abrams, from my junior days, and he was, he's in Ontario in junior hockey circles, is very well connected, been very involved for decades, and approached me about an opportunity to get involved in owning a junior A team, and at the time he thought it'd be something kind of cool to be involved with, and when your career is done, when your playing days are done. Of course, thought it'd be somewhere long down the road, but he came back to me just a few months later saying, if you're serious about getting involved with the team, there's a pretty can't-miss opportunity in Pembroke. And Pembroke, Ontario, is a little gem of a hockey town in Ontario, and that ends up being the greatest decision I ever made, just to get involved and start a coaching career as I face those injury situations and stay involved in the game and develop myself as a coach. And it was the start of getting me to where I'm at here now.
I mean, it really is amazing. Sheldon Keefe joining us. So a final thought then, one more person I want to mention, Sean Cation, and he's known you since your childhood. He was saying during your first season as a coach, quote, this is your calling. This is what you're cut out for. As you mentioned, like, your career came to an end at an early age and prematurely, probably didn't know what you were going to do. I mean, did you feel that immediately when you started to coach? Did you know that was your calling and your thing? Or was that not necessarily the case right away?
Well, one thing that was very clear to me right from the start is that I was very much drawn to it. I had a passion for the ability to stay involved in the game, first of all, just being on the ice every day and passing pucks and moving things around and looking at the game and watching it on video and on TV. But then I quickly knew I was drawn to the ability to make a positive influence on players and young players and being part of their development. And then also being a leader within a community. Pembroke, as I said, is a gem of a hockey town, a small, tight-knit community that its hockey team is very important. And you have a role to play to endear yourself to the community and make them buy into what you're doing and make them want to come to games and support the team. All those kind of things I was really, really drawn to. In terms of my ability to coach, I had no idea if I would be any good at that. That took a lot of time to develop. Our team's had a great deal of success, but at no time was I looking at towards being a professional coach or anything like that. I was very content in doing what I was doing, loved my time there in Pembroke, and my wife and I settled there and had started a family and really thought we could be there for life. Sports being what it is you continue to develop and you have success, people start to notice and you start to think maybe there's other things out there for you. And Kyle Dubas took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to St. Marie in the OHL. And really, of course, that's what's led to this position in Toronto.
Sheldon, can you imagine if I'd said to you when you took on that opportunity at Pembroke that one day you'd be the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs? I mean, maybe that would surprise you, maybe not. And here you are. A final thought. You probably learned a lot of different things from a lot of different people on the way up. You also learned quite a bit, I would imagine, from John Tortorella, who I've always had an amazing fascination with. And he was always going to hold young players to a really high standard. What was it like to play for him?
Well, he is certainly a guy that had a great influence on me you know, and even more so after I stopped playing and I start coaching, as we talked about here, and then, you know, you start to sit down and you reflect upon your experiences as a player and what you want to be about as a coach. And, you know, I didn't enjoy it a great deal at the time when I was going through it as a player because it was hard, it was difficult, she challenged me. At times I felt like I deserved more, wanted more, as we talked about, a lot of young players coming out think that they're ready for bigger things than they actually are. But I had tremendous respect for the job that he had done with that team. I wasn't there, and ultimately the team got to be too good for me to be on it and won the Stanley Cup, but I was there during Tortorella's time and building a culture there in Tampa. And, you know, for 3 years prior to the Stanley Cup win, you could just see how that team was developing and how its players were developing and how the accountability amongst the team was developing. And that had just a significant impact on me as a coach. It really has been the foundation for me within that. And then chance now to start a pro career and an opportunity to reconnect with Torts and talk with him about my journey and about, you know, about our teams and about the league and things like that. It's been a tremendous opportunity for me, and I'm grateful for it.
That's cool. He is the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. They lead the NHL in points. They are at Vancouver tomorrow night. Sheldon Keefe, our guest. Sheldon, great to have you on the show. That's a great Jungle debut. It's good to visit with you, and thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed that.
You got it. Likewise, I appreciate the opportunity, Jim. Take care.
You too. Sheldon, thank you very much. Sheldon Keefe. Listen, you get the opportunity to talk to the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You do that.
I love when you talk hockey.
Bella, I love to talk hockey. Toronto Maple Leaf hockey, too. Sheldon Keefe, great story. Great, great story.